The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Darren Owen, to look ahead to the best of Wednesday's action. Stuart Beasley, Andy Holding and Gary Capewell will be your team on Wednesday, guiding you through all of the action. But we're going to look at three contests at Ayr on Wednesday, where I believe Darren Owen is commentating. Is that right, Wizard?
Yeah, I'm back in Scotland this week. 2 days racing at Ayr, followed by Musselburgh on Friday night. And I finished my week for the Racing Post at the Temple Stakes meeting at Haydock on Saturday.
Lovely stuff.
Busy all week.
And how's things?
It's busy.
Yeah.
it's busy. Hmm. Not complaining.
No.
But it's that time of the year where all I do is work and sleep.
And get paid for it.
And get paid for it.
So that's not too bad, is it?
No.
We are just going to have a quick look. The jumping ratings were announced this morning. Silviniaco Conti has been rated the highest jumper. That is a mark of 174. Cost Sprinter Sacra last year was 188, so not in that league. But Saïd Grugy 172, Lord Windermere 166, Laston Sormont 169, Captain Chris 169, Dean Ast 167. That's the chasers, hurdlers, more of that, and Jeski 169. Obviously, yes, we're in the flat season now, but these nevertheless make for interesting reading. Do you agree with them, first of all, Wizard? Because obviously, it's a different way of looking at things, isn't it, the official ratings. Yes, you can have your feelings towards one horse and you know, there'll be some that you like. For example, I certainly wouldn't have had Captain Chris rated, you know, higher than Dinast, say.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Yeah, I'd agree with that. I thought that performance that Dinast put up at Cheltenham was was a brilliant performance, and I wouldn't have Captain Chris there with Dinast. But yeah, it's about opinion. Silviniaco Conti, you know, he proved himself with that great win in the King George on Boxing Day. Then of course he capped the season off with that win at Aintree. Your Q card is rated 172. So he's £2 inferior to Silviniaco Conti. His best run was when he actually beat Silviniaco Conti. That was at
Haydock.
So arguably, should Q Card be £2 inferior to?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
To Silviniaco Conti.
And similarly, if we're saying that, then Lord Windermere is 166 and beat Silviniaco Conti, who's 174.
Yeah, but. Well, you know, that said, Silviniaco Conti beat Q Card.
Yeah, exactly.
In the King George.
Yeah.
By 3.5 lengths. That was in pretty soft conditions. It's all about opinion. Silviniaco Conti, it was a funny Gold Cup. It was a messy Gold Cup. Mm. Then he beat Dynast by 1.5 lengths at Aintree. So I could see why he's £2 superior to Dynast. And it's an interesting one how they rate Q Card, because, you know, as I just said, Q Card's actually finished in front of Silviniaco Conti. That's a tricky one. But, you know, Silviniaco Conti carried on, whereas obviously Q Card season was curtailed, wasn't it? Mm. He had a problem. Saïd Grugy, rated 172. But, of course, it's very hard to cross over here. We're comparing two different categories. We're comparing three-milers to two-milers.
And he's been so far clear of all the other two-milers.
He has. Only workmanlike, not spectacular, with that last win at Sandown. But, he couldn't do any more. But it's interesting that he's rated 172, last year's top two-miler, and indeed top-rated jumper, Sprinter Sakura, was in the high 180s. Not surprised to see Lord Windermere rated several pounds inferior.
Yeah.
And he's rated 166. I suppose it's fair enough. I was disappointed with Lord Windermere in the early part of the season. I fancied him for the Hennessy. Regarding the hurdlers, it's, you know, we're dealing now with hurdlers that perhaps have got more to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly more of that, appropriately named.
Mm.
You know, lightly raced. He's done nothing wrong. He's only had the five starts. Perfect record. It looked to be a very good stayers hurdle this season. And he beat the brilliant Annie Power. At Fisher's Cross, I suppose, has underperformed this season. Zarkander was in the race. But he can only, you know, you'd say he could only improve more of that because he's so lightly raced. And then the Jezky, he's, you know, he is the new kid on the championship block. Hurricane Fly's all legs now have caught up with him. He's still capable as the Hurricane. But he'll, you know, in all truth, he'll probably never win another champion hurdle. And my 10 to yours, forget that run at Ayr. That doesn't come into this. He's rated 168, so he's rated only £1 inferior to Jezky. There was nothing in it at Cheltenham in the champion hurdle. I personally think that my 10 to yours is the better of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got to settle.
Got his quirks.
He has got to settle.
The new one, 167. Again, were it not for being interfered with at Cheltenham,
he may
have got closer.
Yeah, for me, Alex, he still doesn't jump clean enough for a champion hurdler.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think he'd have won that race. I really do not think he'd have won that race, even if he hadn't been stopped in his tracks. I do not think he'd have won that race. And it's very interesting to see Faheen and Vautour, because after Cheltenham, I was a real I thought Vautour was sparkling at the festival. He was more workmanlike at Punchestown, and Faheen came really good. And Faheen's actually rated £3 superior to Vautour, but I think Vautour's actually going to end up jumping the larger obstacles.
Yes.
And Hollywell, he could be a serious contender. Well, he is a serious contender for Blue Ribboned Honours next year. I mean, this is a horse that's really improved during the spring and looks a very, very exciting and staying novice chaser. So, yeah, it's already whetting my appetite for next year.
But that's good. interesting as well to see, we mentioned Jezky and more of that shared top billing for the hurdlers. AP McCoy had the chance to ride both of those and didn't. You know, the two best hurdlers that he could have ridden.
Yeah.
So
he's the man, isn't he? The man who actually found my tent or yours, though, for JP.
Yes.
And he's always been a big believer in my tent or yours.
And it's not like he got on bad horses. No. It was just one of those things.
Just one of those things.
But we're going to look at three races at Ayr on the flat. Very, very different quality. I think it's fair to say, Wizard. With the 250, it's Division 2 of a handicap over 6 furlongs. It's a Class 6 event. 11 runners down to go to post. Where should we start with this one?
Right. Which one are we talking about?
The 250.
Are we? Oh, yeah, sorry. 250. Yeah, this is a 6 furlong handicap. Ruth Carr's horse has been performing really well this season. It's a stable that can either be way out of sorts...
Mm-hmm.
or firing on all cylinders. And Habry's one horse has been in good form, won two outings ago, but is still in good nick, as he showed last week at Hamilton when just beaten by Orwellian. That was on Friday night. He took quite a grip in that race, but just went down all guns blazing, only beaten half a length over the 6 furlong journey. He's still in good heart, Habry, and I think he's got every chance of getting back on the score sheet in what, to be honest with you, it looks a tricky, open, low-grade sprint handicap.
Yep. Okay.
Whose turn is it now, basically?
Yeah, pretty much. We've got the likes of Captain Scooby, Novelist, who've been consistent without winning. Monell for Jim Goldie, who likes to have winners here. Tamsin Anatefka as well, who brings a bit of form from over in Ireland.
Captain Scooby interests me.
Yeah, as you said, it's open.
He does interest me. I think he'll be a player here because he ran in that same race at Hamilton last week. He was only just beaten, and he travelled really well, I seem to recall, in that race. And off his current handicap mark, with Conor Beasley riding out of his skin and claiming £3, he'd be another player as well. So they'd be the two against the field, Habry and Captain Scooby.
Okay, Captain Scooby actually being dropped a pound for that Hamilton run, yeah. And you're factoring Conor Beasley taking three off, yeah. could be well weighted.
He could be.
Okay, so we'll take Habry and Captain Scooby against the field in the 250. Next up is the 320. That's a handicap over the extended 7-furlong trip. This is a Class 4 event. 8 runners go to post for this. Let's hope that all 8 stand their ground, because this could have a nice each-way feel to it, couldn't it, Wiz?
It could, but I'm being selfish. I'm a race commentator, and it wouldn't worry me if all 8 didn't stand their ground. So there you go. Anything for the quiet life.
And which one do you fancy?
So, you know, I like to be selfish about these things. Yeah, everyone says, oh, look. There were 16 runners in this morning. There's only 12. So what? I couldn't give two hoots. I'm glad.
Oh, wishes.
Yeah. Tatlisu.
Right.
Yeah, for the stable of Richard Fahey. Running for the first time this season. Cast your mind back to the William Hill Air Bronze Cup at the big meeting last year. Over the 6-furlong trip, Tatlisu putting in some nice work at the finish, ran a massive race, only beaten about half a length in that contest off the mark of 82. He's only £2 higher now. And more importantly, Tatlisu has got 7-furlong form. Mm-hmm. I think this distance is ideal for Tatlisu. And if you look back last season, Tatlisu won over 7F at Newbury. That was back in the summer when beating Balti Boys and Mark Bates off a mark of 80. So I think Tatlisu is going to be a player here.
Okay. Uncle Dermot looks the main danger. The betting certainly would suggest so. Very consistent for Brendan Powell, but probably wouldn't want the ground to get any quicker. So
I don't think it's going to get any quicker.
No, but would appreciate rain then, shall we say.
Yeah, and there might be a shower or two.
Mm.
It's probably going to be good to soft,
yeah,
looking at it at this stage.
Okay, but Tatlisu would have picked there in the 320. And the last race that we'll look at is the 450. It's a handicap over 5 furlongs, a Class 3 event. 11 runners got to post for this one. Should we start with Taurus Twins here, Wizard? A horse that won at Chepstow, followed up with a win at Nottingham, and I think that was a Scoop 6 race, actually, a couple of Saturdays ago. And he's in pretty good heart at the minute. Joe Fanning gets the ride.
Got the excellent Joe Fanning on board, and has, as you say, won its last 2 races at Nottingham and Chepstow. Likes to front run.
Mm-hmm.
And won that race last time at Nottingham off a mark of 70. So he's obviously going up in the weights now. It's officially rated 75. Big player. But I quite like Go On Harry.
Okay.
Here for Michael Dodds. Again, Conor Beasley.
Mm.
He was in good nick on Monday riding 3 winners. Now, I'd like to think this horse has come on for its initial outing at Nottingham. And turning the clock back to last year, we were talking about the William Hill Air Gold Cup meeting. This horse actually ran in one of the hot sprint handicaps at that meeting, a 5-furlong race, and was just behind Hazelrig and Imperial Legend. It was one of those races where they split into two groups, and Go On Harry raced on the stand side on that occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Finished in fourth, only beaten about half a length or so.
She is very consistent as well, isn't she?
Yeah, that was off a mark of 75. I believe she is running off an identical mark here.
Indeed.
Over the trip, 5 furlongs. Conor Beasley taking off the £3 allowance. So taking that she's come on for that initial outing at Nottingham, I think she might just foil Taurus Twins' hat-trick attempt.
Okay, Go On Harry, the pick.
What price is Go On Harry?
In the 450. We've actually got no early prices.
Okay.
In indication, it'll be around 10 to 1.
Ah, that's a good value bet.
That's just the tissue price. Okay, so can you just...
I mean, there's another horse in form there, like Mega Leak has been in fine form,
yeah.
Notched up 3 wins. Winning run came to an end last time at Southwell. So we'll go for... You know, I'm torn between Habry and Captain Scooby in that 250 race.
Okay.
Okay.
If you had to choose one?
Possibly going with Habry.
Yeah.
But I can see Captain Scuba running.
We'll give you two, Wizard. We'll give you two.
Yeah. I like Tatlisu. I do like Tatlisu.
Yeah.
In the 320. That would be my main bet of the three. And go on Harry for a bit of value in the sprint handicap at 450. But it's a tricky old card, this.
It is indeed. Great stuff, though, Wizards. Enjoy air on Wednesday.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.